This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Few in Gaza can find solace, let alone celebrate, as the devastating conflict casts a pall over the start of the Eid holiday on Wednesday. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
As millions of Muslims observe Eid al-Fitr around the world, Palestinians visit the graves of loved ones killed in the last 6 months of war. Their focus is on surviving Israeli airstrikes, shelling, a ground offensive, and a humanitarian crisis, and remembering happier times with loved ones. Israel's assault has killed more than 33,000 Palestinians and wounded more than 75,000. Hospitals have been destroyed, medicine is in short supply, and many Gazans are at risk of famine.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. An Israeli missile strike in Gaza has killed three sons of Hamas's political leader. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
Hamas political leader Ismail Haniyeh said Wednesday that an Israeli airstrike killed three of his sons and at least two of his grandchildren. The Israeli army confirmed that it was responsible for the attack, saying all three were active in Hamas. The army did not say where the strike took place, but Haniyeh said it was in the Shati refugee camp where they lived. In an audio interview with the Al Jazeera news channel, Haniyeh, who is based in Qatar, said the killing of his sons would not affect Hamas's positions on a deal for a ceasefire in exchange for hostages. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Israel's Defense Minister Yoav Gallant said Wednesday it is planning to flood starving Gaza with aid through a new crossing and a port just north of the besieged territory. With Israel under severe international pressure to allow more food in, Gallant said it planned to ramp up aid deliveries to 500 trucks a day.